in his ministry, had started a lot of churches. And what we have in the New Testament then are letters that he wrote to the churches, because he didn't stay just in one place. He traveled all the time. And as these churches were growing and people were exploring their faith, and there was no seminary back in those days, Paul would write letters to the leaders, and the leaders would study them, would read them to their congregations, and they would all learn how to be church together by what Paul said. It was kind of on-the-job seminary training, if you will. And so what we have here today is a letter to Timothy, who is serving the church in Ephesus, and Paul writes actually two letters to him. I love this passage because Paul here sets up this dynamic between being content and pursuing things of the Spirit and what could happen when we forget to pursue the things of the Spirit. Paul says the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. So I have in my condo two animals, not my kids. I consider them separately. I have a cat who is about 11 pounds, Chance, and I have a 6-pound chihuahua named Peanut. The cat is actually bigger than my dog, which is hysterical. And I love them both equally, no matter what you have heard. Chance has an immense talent for focusing. There was a cricket in my condo, and Chance watched it. The only reason I knew that I had a cricket was because Chance just sat on the floor and watched it. You've seen cats do this, right? He was going to get that cricket no matter where it went in the condo. And every time it moved, Chance would move with it until some sort of cat instinct told him it was time to pounce. And he caught it, which was a little gross, honestly. Peanut, on the other hand, has the focus of like a 2-year-old. She will not fetch. I throw her a treat. She sits down. She won't get it. And her favorite thing to do is chase her tail. She never catches it, but she chases it all the time. What is it that we chase? Are you more of a cat person or a dog person when it comes to chasing your faith? Paul tells us to pursue gentleness, pursue righteousness, pursue the things of the Spirit. They don't just happen, right? One of the things that I have learned never to pray for is patience. Anybody with me? Because what happens when you pray for patience? God gives you an opportunity to practice being patient. Comes in the form of open bridges and trains and all sorts of things. We have to work at the things of the Spirit. They don't just come to us unbidden. If we want to be gentle, we need to pursue ways to be gentle. If we want to be righteous, we need to pursue ways to become righteous. We need to be like a cat, focused on what we want to be. If I sit down with somebody who has a boat and loves boating, or a motorcyclist, or a quilter, somebody who's deeply passionate about a hobby, they will talk my ear off because that's just how much they love it. When we have a hobby that we love, we pursue it wholeheartedly, right? What if we chased our faith in that same way? So that we're chasing our faith with the focus of my cat and chasing the things of the world like my dog. Can you be rich and have an abundant faith? Absolutely. Can you be poor and have an abundant faith? Absolutely. It's all about where our focus is. What are we pursuing with our whole heart, our whole soul, our whole mind? What is it that you pursue on a daily basis? The good news is that no matter where we find ourselves, God is always going to guide us. And I had this this event this week at church on Monday that showed me kind of what God looks like when it comes to guiding us. I came in about 10 in the morning. The quilters were in the back. I came through the narthex to go get a Diet Coke, because that's how I start my mornings here. I opened up the narthex door, and I saw a flash. In a nanosecond, I thought it was a bat, like a flying bat. In the second nanosecond, I thought, the quilters are on their own. I'm leaving. And then I realized it was a bird. The bird flew and hit the window of the handicap door and fell. Flew back up, hit the window that's right next to the handicap door and fell. By this point, I'm like, I've got to try and shoo it out. So I opened up the left door to the outside, and I started to shoo it out, and it flew, and I said, go, birdie, go! Go out the door! And bam, it flew into the right door. So close and yet so far. Now, to my credit, I didn't laugh until I knew that it wasn't hurt, but then I kind of giggled. I'm like, you were so close. Hit another window, and finally I opened the right-hand door and flushed it out. And I stood there for a minute, and I thought, if that's not how the Holy Spirit works in our lives, I don't know what is. How many times are we going along, the Spirit's moving us, and bam, we have a new insight into something. We have a new learning that hits us in our heart. We have something that happens that changes our course. Bam. And the Holy Spirit keeps flushing us out, trying to get us to go through the door that is open. Sometimes we get there, sometimes we miss, but the Holy Spirit's never laughing at us, despite what our brains tell us. The Holy Spirit just keeps moving us. Friends, let us pursue our faith this week. Let us find new ways to keep our focus on our Lord and Savior. Amen.